Welcome back, Financial Trailblazers. Today's session, Money Smarts, Schools in Session, is your official crash course in splitting personality, financially speaking, of course. I'm Sharon, and I'll be your guide as we slice through the often murky waters of personal and business finance like a hot knife through butter. Buckle up, because we're about to turn you into a finance-savvy entrepreneur who knows how to keep business and personal wallets distinctly and beneficially apart. In the complex world of finance, it's crucial to draw a clear line between your personal finances and your business finances. Blurring these lines can lead to confusion, poor financial decisions, and potential legal issues. As we dive deeper into financial mastery, understanding the distinct roles and management strategies for each will empower you as an entrepreneur to make informed and effective decisions. Today, we'll dissect why keeping these realms separate not only keeps you sane, but solvent and spruce, legally speaking, that is. So why separate personal and business finances? Well, first of all, there's clarity in financial management. Keeping personal and business finances separate simplifies accounting and tax preparation. It makes it easier to monitor the financial health of your business, and it provides clear insights into profitability and cash flow. Next, there's professionalism and credibility. Operating with separate financial accounts and budgets enhances your credibility and professionalism with creditors, investors, and partners. It shows that you are serious about the business and committed to its success. Then there's legal and tax implications. Separate finances help ensure compliance with tax laws, and it can protect personal assets from business liabilities. In many jurisdictions, mixing finances can lead to complications during audits or even legal disputes. And finally, there's risk management. By separating finances, you minimize the risk that personal financial issues will affect your business operations or vice versa. This separation acts as a buffer, safeguarding both personal and business assets from cross liabilities. So let me share with you some strategies for managing business versus personal finances. On the business side, start by opening a business checking account and, if necessary, business savings accounts. Use these exclusively for business transactions to maintain financial integrity. Apply for a business credit card and use it for business-related expenses only. This helps build your business's credit history, which can be crucial for future loans and credit lines. And finally, develop a detailed budget that accounts for all business expenses, projected income, and cash flow needs. Regularly review and adjust the budget to reflect actual business performance and market conditions. On a personal side, keep a separate budget for personal expenses. This should include household costs, savings goals, and personal investments. Build and maintain a personal emergency fund that is not reliant on business success. This fund should cover several months of living expenses to provide financial security. And finally, consider personal investment opportunities that are not directly tied to the business. Diversifying your personal investment portfolio can reduce your overall financial risk. While maintaining distinct financial systems for personal and business purposes, it's essential to exercise financial discipline across both. Regular reviews, disciplined budgeting, and adhering to financial best practices will ensure that both your personal and business finances support your overall objectives without compromising each other. In navigating the treacherous waters of business finance, one of the paramount principles is the protection of your personal assets. The importance of this safeguard cannot be overstated, as it forms a defensive barrier between your personal life and your business operations. As a reminder, please note that the advice provided herein is based on our knowledge as fellow entrepreneurs. Always consult with your financial and legal advisors, especially with respect to specifics for the location your business is located in. So why does shielding personal assets matter? First, there's legal protection. By maintaining distinct boundaries between your personal and business finances, you create a legal shield for your assets. This separation is critical because in the event that your business faces lawsuits or debts, your personal assets like your home, your savings, or personal investments are protected from being used to settle business liabilities. Essentially, you ensure that the challenges your business faces do not spill over and disrupt your personal financial security. Then there's the issue of reducing liability exposure. Commingle personal and business funds, and you might as well be throwing your financial doors wide open to liabilities. Mixing these funds can lead to a piercing of the corporate veil in legal terms. This means if your business structure is supposed to protect you personally, like a corporation or LLC, you could lose that protection if you can't clearly demonstrate the separation of finances. It's like erasing the line in the sand that keeps your personal finances safe from any storms your business might face. So here's how you can effectively shield your assets. The first way is through establishing your business as a separate legal entity, such as an LLC or a corporation. This structure not only professionalizes your business, but it also provides a legal distinction between personal and business finances. Then you want to keep strictly separate financial accounts. Never use personal accounts for business expenses or vice versa. This includes credit cards, checking accounts, and savings accounts. Each transaction should be clearly attributable to either personal or business accounts to maintain financial integrity. And finally, document everything. Keep meticulous records of all financial transactions, especially those that might straddle the line between personal and business. The clearer your records, the easier it is to demonstrate your compliance with legal standards of financial separation. Incorporating strict financial discipline and clear boundaries between personal and business finances not only safeguards your assets, but fortifies your business's credibility and longevity. Remember, when it comes to personal and business finances, never let the two streams cross. Keep them as parallel as possible to ensure that the stability of one isn't compromised by the volatility of the other. Make sure to tackle the accompanying worksheet, which will help you put these principles into action, ensuring you don't just learn, but apply these critical financial separations. Fill this out to crystallize your understanding and take control of your financial narrative, ensuring that each dollar you earn works effectively for you in both realms of your life. By maintaining disciplined financial management and understanding the critical separation of personal and business finances, you're setting the stage for sustainable success in all areas of your life.